low, flat hills rising and falling, and thick, greenish-black grass up to my ankles. Not much in the way of flora or fauna, except a bunch of different-sized bird-like things and some puffy, floaty things that were harmless, as far as we knew. The coast was dotted with big bare craters, one of which Bharadwaj and Valescu were taking samples in. The planet had a ring, which from our current position dominated the horizon when you looked out to sea. I was looking at the sky and mentally poking at the feed when the bottom of the crater exploded. I didn't bother to make a verbal emergency call. I sent the visual feed from my field camera to Dr. Mensah's and jumped down into the crater. As I scrambled down the sandy slope, I could already hear Mensah over the emergency comm channel yelling at someone to get the hopper in the air now. They were about 10 kilos away, working on another part of the island, so there was no way they were going to get here in time to help. Conflicting commands filled my feed, but I didn't pay attention. Even if I hadn't borked my own governor module, the emergency feed took priority, and it was chaotic, too, with the automated hub system wanting data and trying to send me data I didn't need yet, and Mensah sending me telemetry from the hopper, which I also didn't need, but it was easier to ignore than hub systems simultaneously demanding answers and trying to supply them. In the middle of all that, I hit the bottom of the crater. I have small energy weapons built into both arms, but the one I went for was the big projectile weapon clamped to my back. The hostile that had just exploded up out of the ground had a really big mouth, so I felt I needed a really big gun. I dragged Bharadwaj out of its mouth and shoved myself in there instead, and discharged my weapon down its throat and then up toward where I hoped the brain would be. I'm not sure if that all happened in that order. I'd have to replay my own field camera feed. All I knew was that I had Bharadwaj and it didn't, and it had disappeared back down the tunnel. She was unconscious and bleeding through her suit from massive wounds in her right leg and side. I clamped the weapon back into its harness so I could lift her with both arms. I had lost the armor on my left arm and a lot of the flesh underneath, but my non-organic parts were still working. Another burst of commands from the governor module came through, and I back-burnered it without bothering to decode them. Bharadwaj, not having non-organic parts and not as easily repaired as me, was definitely a priority here, and I was mainly interested in what the med system was trying to tell me on the emergency feed. But first, I needed to get her out of the crater. During all this, Valescu was huddled on the churned-up rock, losing his shit, not that I was unsympathetic. I was far less vulnerable in this situation than he was, and I wasn't exactly having a great time either. I said, "Dr. Valescu, you need to come with me now." He didn't respond. Med system was advising a trank shot and blah, 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 but I was clamping one arm on Dr. Bharadwaj's suit to keep her from bleeding out and supporting her head with the other. And despite everything, I only have 2 hands. I told my helmet to retract so he could see my human face. If the hostile came back and bit me again, this would be a bad mistake, because I did need the organic parts of my head. I made my voice firm and warm and gentle and said, "Dr. Valescu, it's going to be fine, okay? But you need to get up and come help me get her out of here." That did it. He shoved to his feet and staggered over to me, still shaking. I turned my good side toward him and said, "Grab my arm, okay? Hold on." He managed to loop his arm around the crook of my elbow, and I started up the crater, towing him, holding Bharadwaj against my chest. Her breathing was rough and desperate, and I couldn't get any info from her suit. Mine was torn across my chest, so I upped the warmth on my body, hoping it would help. The feed was quiet now, Mensah having managed to use her leadership priority to mute everything but med system and the hopper, and all I could hear on the hopper feed was the others frantically shushing each other. The footing on the side of the crater was lousy, soft sand and loose pebbles, but my legs weren't damaged, and I got up to the top with both humans still alive. Valescu tried to collapse.